There was an historic meeting in the Philippines today. In the southern Muslim-dominated province of Mindanao, President Fidel Ramos publicly embraced the leader of the Muslim autonomy movement. He then announced a settlement of the Muslim rebellion in that predominantly Christian country. The decades-long war has left more than 100,000 Filipinos dead. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Manila and has this report.
It was the first meeting of the two men in 10 years and was designed to demonstrate to a doubting public that peace with the Muslim secessionist insurgency in the south is possible. In a breakthrough in June, government negotiators and Muslim rebels agreed to a preliminary peace pact to end the fighting that has taken more than 120,000 lives and crippled economic development. Under the agreement confirmed today and set for signing in September, the rebel front will control a new council that will oversee development projects in 14 southern provinces where most Muslims in the Philippines are concentrated. A plebiscite will follow in these provinces in 3 years. Voters will determine whether their province joins an existing autonomous region aimed at preserving Muslim culture, religion, and life. Veteran political commentator and former presidential press secretary Teddy Benigno says the accord requires an act of faith, but is still a sorely needed step to end an armed conflict that has dragged on for more than two decades.
Somehow, I do believe that as it has happened in the Middle East, between the Palestinians and the Israelis, as has happened in Bosnia-Herzegovina, there is a time to look for a solution. It cannot be fighting all the time. You have to take that leap.
That leap has been a difficult political pill for the Christian population of Mindanao. In weeks leading up to today's landmark meeting, thousands have demonstrated, claiming the accord gives Muslims too much power and that strict Islamic laws will subvert society. The Philippines Archbishop Jaime Sin.
There are so many against, and when you are against, you will not agree. And if you agree, it is because you are forced. And when you are forced, it would not last.
Many members of the Christian community who dominate the region economically also worry that rebel leader Nur Mizuare will win the backing of outside Muslim nations who will inject a new urgency into the struggle for greater Muslim autonomy. Since a 1976 conference in Tripoli, Muslim states, including Libya's Muammar Gaddafi, have aided and supported the Moro National Liberation Front of the Philippines. And the Organization of the Islamic Conference, the grouping of 53 Islamic nations, has a formal role in the newly negotiated settlement as an official monitor of the peace process. But Teddy Benigno says concerns that the rebel leadership will be encouraged by foreign elements to renew war is misguided.
I think all these things that the Christians are afraid of in Mindanao, senators are afraid of in the Senate, and some politicians are afraid of, are largely illusion. What I know is that all power in this agreement comes from the president. Mizuare cannot move one inch unless he is allowed by the president.
President Ramos and rebel leader Mizuare met today in a coastal town that has been soaked in the blood of rebellion, dating back centuries to the fight between Muslims and Spanish colonizers. If the agreement the two men endorsed today is to succeed, the Philippines' armed forces must integrate the Muslim guerrillas. The peace plan calls for some 5,000 rebels to join the government military, another source of skepticism for a community that has seen attempts at peace come and go. In the Philippines, this is Julie McCarthy.